You know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. Get ready, my friends. Like I say, we took you to the summit of enlightenment for tonight. Now we're digging into that pit, and we have the perfect panel to help us explore that dark side. We have producer Sam, the Animal Steel. We have Sir Knight, Tad McDivitt. We have Lauren Warren, and, of course, everybody's favorite, America's sweetheart, Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, Shelley, we all admire you so much because we can evade the throngs of fans as much as possible. We're always being whisked away into limousines surrounded by men with earpieces. You, on the other hand, get out there in the field every day, knee-deep in adoration. People know where to find you at Wright's Coin Shop. What's been happening there lately?
We have sold everything that isn't nailed down. We keep running out of things. It's a buyer's market, and it's a great time to be there. We should have some more stuff in on Monday and Wednesday, so everybody's going to have to stop by and see us then.
You always get so many compliments, and there was one that came in just like today or yesterday or something like that. Whenever, would you like to repeat the latest compliment? Do you know what I'm even talking about?
I think I do. It was a longtime customer who has been coming in since he was just a little kid, and he travels all around. He does a little selling on the side, and he travels around and goes to other coin shops, and he said he is always thinking, wow, I wish that every coin shop was a Wright's Coin Shop. Because we have everything.
That makes sense. And we always remind people, Wright's Coin Shop is a family business.
Yes.
Has been in business over 40 years. And, you know, you see these commercials with 800 numbers. And they say, oh, it's time to invest in gold and silver. Call us up. We'll send you a booklet, you know.
Right.
Well, if you actually call those places instead, what you're really going to get is a person who's trained as a telemarketer sitting there trying to sell you whatever they can to get a commission. Isn't that right?
That is exactly right. They're going to sell you whatever it is they have the most of, and they work on commission, and we do not. We don't. That's why... If you don't talk to me and you talk to one of the guys, nobody gets upset about that. It's okay. It's all for the greater good.
And, of course, we have all the information for Wright's Coin Shop linked up to speakingofstrange.com. But also, Wright's is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T-S. It's just like the Wright brothers. And you can also go to wrightscoinshop.com. And we always tell folks, look, you have no way of knowing whether you could wake up tomorrow and turn on the news and, oh, red alert, breaking news, the dollar has lost its value, the markets have crashed. You might not even be able to go to the bank and withdraw money. I mean, that happens. It's not supposed to, but it happens. History shows us this.
Exactly.
How wonderful it is to own something with intrinsic value, like gold and silver coins, that you can put in your own private stash, and you know, historically, it has not only always been worth something to somebody, but it goes up in value over time.
It does.
So how else can people contact you if they, let's say somebody's listening who's never bought anything of this sort before and they just have some questions, that's fine. You always say, hey, it's a no-pressure sales deal.
Exactly.
How can they contact you, call you, come see you, all that?
Call us at 828-298-5402 or come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. And Sweeten Creek Road is the same as US 25A.
All right. So it's not far from the Biltmore Estate as a general reference for people. Again, the number is 828-298-5402. Write that down, 828-298-5402. Or, just go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. One of the reasons that people, I think, really admire you so much, Shelley, is that you're very candid. You're very open to discussing whatever comes up during the dark 30 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people would say, I'm not getting involved in this because this might affect my business in a negative way. You, on the other hand, have seen the opposite effect of this.
Yeah.
So last week you said that you thought it was inappropriate for a woman to pleasure herself while driving a car.
Well, it wasn't that it was inappropriate. It was that, you know, it takes a lot of concentration. How are you going to do that and pay attention to the other cars on the road and traffic and things like that?
It is slightly more complex than texting.
It is.
Is it? Tad, your wife is a lucky woman, it sounds like.
Well, at least when I'm there.
Okay.
It's more complex.
Yeah, I'd like to see if there's been a study done, because we know that texting is worse than driving drunk. I don't know who's studying that. But let me ask you this, Shelley, and just to remind everybody, it's dark 30, so, you know, we're talking about things that are more controversial. You might not want to hear this stuff. That's your warning. Shelley, have you ever driven naked?
No, I have not.
Under any circumstances?
I have not, and I have never changed my clothes in the car while I'm driving.
So you're just like a vanilla, plain, good old American.
I multitask a lot of things,
but
not that.
May I interject?
I was about to say,
but Sam, on the other hand.
I just knew you had some input.
New Orleans, Louisiana. Let me set the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's with a gal. This is many, many years ago when I was a drinking fella.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we were just friends. And I was trying to take it to the next level. This was before I had seen on How I Met Your Mother what's known as the naked man. Technique, which is if you're on a date and it's just going nowhere,
right.
At the end of the night, you're like, hey, can I use your bathroom? And then you emerge from the bathroom butt naked, the theory being that either they will laugh and be like, oh, or they'll be like, oh, hey, what's up? I did not know about this.
Which
theory.
Response is better, by the way?
You just want to get it. I don't know.
It's a bad theory, by the way.
It's a TV show.
Well, still.
But we were coming back from New Orleans, and we had just left the Lords of Acid Praga Khan concert.
Oh, I'm envious.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? This is going to ingratiate her to me. I'm going to strip my clothes off at this rest area and just drive naked. So from somewhere in Louisiana to like deep outside of Atlanta, Georgia, throughout the night until dawn, I drove butt naked, drunker than Cooter Brown. through the night in a tiny Toyota truck.
Don't try this at home, kids.
No, it's a pro level technique.
Yeah.
And I guess ultimately it worked. I mean, but not that night. She was just like, what are you doing? Yeah, I felt like stupid. I'm like, oh, I'm just driving naked.
Well, you know, it seems to me, and I've never driven naked. I feel weird enough if I'm wearing like, okay, we're getting to your story in a minute. I feel weird enough when I have like I flip-flops on and I take them off and my naked feet might be on the pedals for a minute. So you're sitting there with the felt on your butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Feet on the dirty pedals. Maybe the window's probably down at this point.
It
the breeze.
Was Louisiana. Yeah, it was warm.
Do you know what those good old boys would have done if they'd pulled you over?
Oh, man. I had, like, long hair at the time. I was... But, I mean, you know, you have to admire the effort.
Was it a positive experience?
It ended up. I mean, later on, I think it worked down the line.
Okay.
Just not that night.
Well, it's nice to live vicariously through your past experiences.
I could tell you some more recent stories, but not even for Dark 30. But, Tad, what's your story?
Yeah.
Well, this is actually something we used to do all the time. When I was in high school here at T.C. Robertson, South Asheville, here in the Valley, one of my friends, he gave me the idea, my friend David, and we'd just do that. We'd be taking girls home from school, and he always did it when it was cold. And we'd just be sitting in the car. And I think it was just he wanted to see some boobies. You know, he wanted to see a pair.
You think it's going to work, you know.
Well, we'd be in the – and just my friend David would just look at everybody and go, freeze out! And what you have to do is you have to roll all of the windows down when it is freezing cold and everyone in the car has to strip completely naked and just drive for a way during this. And he would just occasionally declare, freeze out, just every now and then. So
it's this theory that if you get naked, that maybe somehow the girl will too.
The girls actually did with us. I got to see my share of teenage girls without their clothes on because of my friend David screaming, freeze out!
This was, what, last year? Or
no, this was 1990-ish.
All over 18, right, Tad?
Well, I wasn't 18 yet, so.
Josh is a little prudent. I mean, maybe. I just can't picture you driving around in, like, the Celica or whatever.
You can't picture that, can you? It wouldn't work for me. It's like tattoos work for some people. If I get a tattoo, I just look like a dork with a tattoo.
It depends on what it was.
No, I look like a dork.
Spectrum.
yeah, so
you're not going to get a tramp stamp butterfly?
If I ever break down, I'll get a sailor anchor on my lower back for all my friends in Puerto Rico. And, that's the thing. It's like I and the two ladies in the studio tonight are vast, white, blank, innocent slates of flesh. Right? Isn't
that's
that how
right.
you describe yourselves?
Yes. I have a little bit of suntan. A little bit.
Freckles. None of us have a tattoo that, as far as I know.
No.
And you guys both have quite a few tattoos.
Not a ton. I have like three.
And you also happen to be the two who have driven naked. I haven't asked Lauren, but I figured I heard that story by now.
Yes, you would have heard. No, I've never driven naked.
So, connection? You decide.
I might just show like a different mindset.
I bring this up because there is a real story at the heart of this. It's from the Huffington Post, and it comes from Pennsylvania. Headline, drunk driving suspect found naked on barn roof. See, this could have been you, Sam.
Could have been. But by the grace of God.
Says the suspect ran away from the scene of the crash, wisely. They searched all night, could not find him, and then sure enough, they found him nearby on a barn roof just after sunrise, completely naked, and he surprised some farmers when he fell off the roof, and yeah, he hit a haystack. How lucky is that? It's just like something out of a cartoon. He was still so drunk, he didn't even wake up at that point. They just found the guy naked in the haystack. he'd just been driving drunk and lost control of the car, and he was not hurt, though, but...
They say that when you're drunk, you know, that's the looseness of the body.
That's what they say. Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I read a story, and, I'll just tell you the headline. It says, I'll put it this way. Millennials pleasure themselves to My Little Pony porn. Okay, there's a whole...
I knew about that.
Well, there's a whole new level we'll dig into when we come back and explain this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. For a minute or two.
We'll be right back.
Now, you might ask yourself, if you've been listening to this whole show, why is he playing the Star Wars theme again during the Dark 30 hour? A, because it's awesome, and we are going to continue replaying some of the great music from the Star Wars franchise, because despite the subject matter of the Dark 30 hour, it's still part of our big Use the Force special edition. And that's because we're celebrating. Today, my new book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, was released. It's everywhere now. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you will find information on the book. I hope you'll rush right out and buy a copy, because if you do it quickly, you will maybe be able to get one of those first printing, first edition
copies. The bookstore's probably closed.
Go to Amazon. Though I don't know how many they made in the first printing, first edition, but they're not going to be around very long. And I've talked about this on the radio before. If you want to know how to tell, you open up the copyright page like Lauren's doing right now, and you'll see a string of numbers. And the last number on the right is the number of the printing. And the one that you have in your hands, Lauren, has a number one. And that means it's a first printing, first edition, and when those are gone, they will never, ever exist again. So go to speakingofstrange.com or go to joshuapwarren.com for that information on the book. You can also read a free sample on Amazon. And if you have a Kindle or you get the Kindle app, you can download it instantly and you can be reading it tonight. I know I've gotten great emails from people who've said, I bought the Kindle because I couldn't wait, but I bought the physical one because I wanted one of those too. So that's really cool. If you do go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll also find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. And tonight's program is, as usual, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number there again, 828-298-5402. Also, a programming note. I am on my way out of Asheville once again, sadly enough, because it seems like I just got in here, you know, the other day. But already I'm having to move on, and I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling and promoting this book the rest of the year until the new Star Wars movie comes out. And the next place I am heading is Michigan. I'm going to be a speaker at the Michigan Paracon 6. That takes place August 7th and 8th. At the Sault Ste. Marie there at the Keewaudin Casino and Resort. It is possibly the biggest paranormal conference in the country these days. My second time speaking there. Huge, huge crowd of very enthusiastic people. And if you haven't heard, well, on the last night, August 8th at 10 p.m., I am going to, with the cooperation of people around the country, try to manifest a UFO in the sky over the casino. It's going to be a big wishing machine experiment. If you have a wishing machine, I hope that you'll work with us. If not, there are other things you can do even if you don't have a wishing machine. If you go to joshuapwarren.com and click the news section, you can read about the event, but you'll also be able to read about how you can participate wherever you are in the world mentally in the effort to help us all manifest a UFO at the Michigan Paracon 6 on the night of August the 8th. So,
isn't that the con that that guest that we had on, the H.H. Holmes guy, is going to be there?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, Jeff Mudgett, the guy who was talking to us about Bloodstains, the book, the descendant of H.H. Holmes, he's going to be there at that event, and he is going to give a presentation as if he were addressing a grand jury with all the evidence he has.
And like they're like sworn in or something, like the crowd, and they're doing. Something cool like that, didn't he say?
Well, and plus, I must tell you, he and I are working on a few little surprises that I can't talk about on the air yet.
Does it involve naked driving?
Possibly. You know, it's late. It's the Upper Peninsula.
The UP.
Yeah. It's going to be late in the UP. People do wacky things. This is the Dark 30 hour, so I will give you my standard warning. That means we talk about things that are more outrageous and controversial, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. You might want to tune out. And by the way, when it comes to programming note, I don't know how often I'll be able to do the show over the next couple weeks. We might just work together on some best of, Sam. All right, that said, here is a Dark 30 story. Tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of material. That's why we save it for late at night. The real headline is Millennials Masturbate to My Little Pony Porn.
Now, what's a millennial?
Okay.
By definition.
They were born around the year 2000,
oh,
which
okay.
makes them, you know, anywhere from
14 to 17 in that window.
We're not even supposed to be thinking about
that. But here's the thing. That's what I thought. But this story says that they're considering many of these people to be between the ages of 18 and 24. So I guess they're going back a little bit before the millennium changed. But here is this is AskMen.com has got this. It's a new story because Pornhub has taken a role in trying to expose some of these fetish subcultures. And they have released findings saying that there is a certain subsection of those men who are really into colorful porn involving the magical little ponies from the 80s and 90s TV show. This subsect is part of a larger group known as bronies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now bronies are just generally adult or teenage male fans of the 2010 My Little Pony Friendship is Magic reboot of My Little Pony. By the way, I don't know anything about this.
But, oh, man, they are some nasty internet trolls if you call them out on being.
But they say, of those bronies, the sexually deviant splinter cell are called cloppers.
I was not aware of this term.
I did not know about the cloppers.
I bet there's a Reddit subgroup, r/cloppers.
I'm sure there is.
So they say men are more likely to be cloppers than women, and they are on average, again, between 18 and 24. And they say, just to clarify, this is something that I would have never thought of, but apparently what they're telling us here is that when you watch My Little Pony porn, it actually involves real human women dressed as ponies.
Okay.
So they're not even looking at the cartoons, so to speak. They're dressing up women this way.
Sounds kind of furry-ish, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's its own.
I can't even imagine exactly how this works out.
Imagine that, Josh.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what we're talking about here?
That's what we're talking about right there.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Dirty and not in a good way.
So those are...
show us on the pony.
Those are very... it's a good thing we don't have a webcam tonight. That's a... it's a very colorful depiction of the female form.
My Little Ponies are certainly colorful.
Yeah, they are.
And, you know, I just... I don't know how far do they go when they dress up. I mean, are these women who are literally wearing like a mascot outfit, or
they stuffed My Little Pony with the access?
Oh, that's one way of putting it.
He totally is scanning clopper stuff over here.
I'm not scanning it. I'm looking at it.
You're welcome, cloppers. Cloppers around the world are standing up cheering right now. Oh, we've been acknowledged on mainstream radio.
It's very interesting, really. I mean,
well, here's something that is a surprise, as if I haven't given you a couple already, perhaps. They say that apparently if you look around the world, you find the most enthusiastic cloppers around Russia and the Ukraine, but they say... there's one place where it is 462% more likely to be searched for than anywhere else in the world. And, oh my goodness, Sam's giving us our visual references here. I don't even know what I'm looking at there.
I unfortunately do.
That place is Belarus.
Belarus. That's a Russia ish Eastern European.
I was going to ask who knows where Belarus is. I'm not ashamed to say I don't know where Belarus is. Anybody?
Nope.
No.
Well, that makes me feel better somehow that I don't.
It's right next to it's kind of sandwiched between Lithuania, Latvia, Russia, the Ukraine, and Poland.
Wow. Okay.
Eastern Europe.
I don't know why that would be.
Minsk. Remember Seinfeld. Rochelle, an erotic journey from Milan to Minsk?
No.
Minsk is in Belarus.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any insight on why that part of the world would have more of a little pony kind of fetish going on? Or?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of. You've seen the movie Borat?
No, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. okay. Gosh, we're already coming up on another break here. When we come back from this break, though, this is a very strange story, of course, hence why I'm including it. And I'll just, again, I'll toss out the headline for you. More funeral homes are becoming wedding venues.
That's cool.
So let that sink in for a little bit, and we will explore this topic and much more when we return on the program, where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, and downright weird. In this hour, we get into, well, the dark stuff. That's
Clopping.
Why we call it the Dark 30 Hour on tonight's special Use the Force edition of Speaking of Strange. Appropriate for us to play the theme of the dark side on the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. And of course, it's not just any old Speaking of Strange, it's our very special Use the Force edition. And that's because today my new book came out all over the world. It's called Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And I am going to once again be speaking and signing some copies at the Michigan Parahistory Con. And that's August 7th and 8th. And then I'm going to be in Philadelphia, and I'm doing a book signing there. I think it's on the 13th of August. I honestly can't remember for sure. But if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you will find that information as well. And so hopefully I can meet some of you in Philadelphia. And if you happen to be a big Star Wars fan and, hey, you just want to come out and talk about the Force for a little while, that's cool, too. Come on out. Tell your friends. We'll have fun. It's at the Barnes & Noble there. And I guess Center City is what they call that area in Philadelphia. Okay, it is the Dark 30 Hour, and that means, once again, here's your warning. We talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you don't want to hear some of these stories. We don't make these up. As far as we know, they're real, but you don't hear about them so often in the mainstream news for obvious reasons. And we have a very special panel for you tonight. We have not only Sam and Shelley, but also Sir Knight Tad McDivitt is here. Lauren Warren is here. And you can tell why this story caught my eye. It says here, more funeral homes becoming wedding venues. And they say, when you think about places to have a wedding, a church or an outdoor garden are probably some of the first things that pop into your mind. But now many people are deciding to say, I do, at the local funeral home. It is in an effort by funeral homes to revive their revenue when they are seeing a huge drop in revenue. A new report by the Associated Press found funeral home owners are seeing their profits quickly shrink as people opt for more low-cost funerals. So this is one way to pay the bills and make money. According to Forbes, the average funeral can cost between $8,000 to $10,000 bucks. On the flip side, a wedding can cost close to $30,000. So you can see why these funeral homes are looking into this. The funeral directors are trying to figure out how to produce a nice divide between celebration and those in mourning. So here's my question, guys. Is there a slightly necrophiliac essence to this concept?
I just think that a wedding at a funeral home is a harbinger of things to come.
Many would agree with that.
I know a whole bunch of goths who would totally be into getting married.
I was really into funeral homes for a while. I wanted to be like a funeral, like, you know, like a guy that, like, puts...
Like a weirdo.
A mortician.
Puts, like, yeah, puts fluid. Until I found out you had to do, like, 8 years of school or something to do it.
So you don't... I mean, you're making a good point.
You could do a
Tad.
Twilight wedding.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who would do... I mean, you know, for example, Forrest and Kelly, they got married on Halloween, didn't they? And everybody dressed up all ghoulishly?
Yes. Cloppers?
Maybe. I didn't make that wedding. But I can see how that would be appropriate if you're going to do the whole Halloween thing.
Yeah.
Go all out. People would probably actually want to come to your wedding just so they could tell that
the
story.
The whole Halloween thing, like the minister is dressed up as Michael Myers Halloween thing?
Maybe. It's possible.
Kind of cool.
But so there's nothing...
I don't think there's any necro. Like,
okay.
No. I think your mind's taking
maybe,
it there.
Maybe. It blurs the line a little bit for me. What you're doing is you're overlaying love and honeymoons and romance and all that with dead bodies.
The said girl from the naked truck driving story. We used to watch horror movies every Friday night. We were, like, really into, you know, things that other people would find perverse or weird. A lot of, like, you know, we'd go to graveyards and,
right.
You know, but we weren't goths or anything. A lot of Nine Inch Nails and,
right.
You know.
You did things in graveyards. That's what you're saying, right?
We went to graveyards.
You did dirty things.
No.
On, like, mausoleum doorsteps.
I did get in a grave in New Orleans, and I climbed out. And now I've worried about that ever since. I'm like... filled with
what's
some,
coming after you.
I got into a sarcophagus type thing, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
That's very Anne Rice-ish.
Well, this is a bizarre story that, you know, seems relevant. Listen, man steals hearse to set up drug dealer. Now, you might wonder, how does this connect to Dark 30? Well, listen to the whole story. This is very confusing and weird. They say it's the weirdest story about a stolen hearse you'll ever hear. Police in Buffalo, New York, say a 28-year-old man stole an empty hearse from outside a church last week as part of a crazy scheme to frame his drug dealer. So it says basically, you know, the plan, you know, it didn't work out, but there was a whole history behind these guys. They say the hearse was recovered. The man is behind bars on charges of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and all this kind of stuff. But they say here's the other layer to the story. Prior to the hearse theft, the dealer allegedly kidnapped the man and stole his mother's car as collateral. They say, in fact, this is apparently what prompted the man to concoct the brilliant hearse scheme, as the drug dealer had threatened to make him pay off the debt by staffing a glory hole.
Wow.
The mother's car remains missing. And fears of the glory hole were included in the man's pleas to defend himself in court. Fear of the glory hole. I've never read that
phrase.
That's
the name of my first album. Fear of the glory
hole. That'd be an awesome band name, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Fear of the glory hole.
You know, I've been looking at hearses on eBay. Some of like late 70s Cadillac hearses. And mm-hmm. If I got one, I'd name it William Randolph Hearse.
Glory holes are something to be feared, I think.
I'm writing that down. Somewhere we have a book that has
I thought they only really existed as a plot device.
Was it fear of or just fear the?
It wasn't fear the glory hole. That would be too nice. No, it's fear of.
Okay.
Fears of the glory hole.
Okay.
Plural.
Guys, listen for that. Look for that on the news. Speaking of strange T-shirt.
Fears of the glory hole. Yeah. And because I've always thought the idea of taking... the most valuable thing I have to offer humanity.
And just randomly throwing it in that hole.
And just tossing it in a mystery hole.
Mystery hole.
That's a risk. I'm a gambler, but...
Right. There are limits.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't want to go that far.
It's written down. New project.
Okay, here is a story from. Let me just go to this one.
You sound so jaded. You're like,
I was like,
oh,
can I avoid
harump.
This? Okay. it says here a 24-year-old woman in
Florida.
Finally.
Where in Florida?
Well,
Does it matter?
Anymore, they just put FL. Just like, I'm not actually sure exactly where it happened. I don't think it says.
This the is hot the, part.
This is from The Smoking Gun, so it's apparently, you know, this is a legit story. 24-year-old Florida woman arrested, this was days ago, for stealing a glass dildo at Spencer's Gifts. They say after entering the store, the woman went to the adult section, selected a glass vibrator valued at $24.99.
What a deal.
Removed it from its packaging, placed it in her purse, exited Spencer's, but was apprehended at a nearby store. While she initially denied taking the item, she subsequently handed the sex toy over. And they found out she had about $200 of cash on herself. And they said, why didn't you just buy it? And she said, because I didn't think I was going to get caught by a-holes like you. Duh.
I don't know if that really fits the Dark 30. It's a theft of a glass apparatus. You know, if she used that to beat an elderly person with.
Boy, have we gone too far when I was like, that's too tame for Dark 30.
My dildo mom would stories. Listen to that story. She wouldn't mind.
I just wanted to say dildo on the radio. That sounds so good. It's one of those words that just sounds powerful.
Say it like Rush Limbaugh would.
Dildo. I don't know how Rush Limbaugh would say it. I don't want to think about that.
Do you remember that skit, that Saturday Night Live skit, The Life and Times of Johnny Hildo?
I don't remember that one.
And then at the end, he's like, I'm Larry. Larry Vagina.
Okay, how about this one? This is from Harsford, Norway. The groundskeeper of a Norwegian golf course said a mystery pooper targeting the course holes must be a man because, quote, the poos are too massive to be from a woman, end quote.
Depends on what she eats.
Typecasting right there.
No doubt.
I have to agree. Well, I think you get the picture. But I tell you what, when we come back from this break and I get into the final stories of the night, I always love it when I get a story that my wonderful researcher Mobius sends to me, and he has to actually take the extra step of writing at the bottom, yes, this story is real! Exclamation, 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 exclamation. You can see it. It's true.
But is Mobius real?
Well, he is. I've met him.
That's a deeper question.
I have.
I will share with you the story that prompted him to feel it was necessary to make that declaration when we return on the Dark 30 hour of tonight's very special Use the Force edition on Speaking of Strange.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're in the final minutes of tonight's special Use the Force edition of Speaking of Strange. So if you haven't heard this already, let me tell you once again now. It's my new book. It just came out today. It is called Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. It is an instructional manual that may change your life. That's what it was designed to do. The feedback has been fantastic. Let me tell you, the Force is more than fiction. So if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find info on the book. And, you know, you can buy it and be reading it tonight if you buy the Kindle edition on Amazon.com. Or you can, you know, you can get yourself a printed version, and maybe you'll be lucky enough to get one of the first edition, first printing copies that are out there.
Well, pardon my ignorance, but you have a book out?
We're making sure everybody knows that tonight. And so, yes, Use the Force. Go to joshuapwarren.com for info on that. Also, all the other cool stuff we talk about. There's a whole gallery of images that you can check out, video clips, pictures. There's a curiosity shop. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find easy access to all the information about Wright's Coin Shop linked up for you there as well. And as always, we thank Wright's Coin Shop for bringing this delightful content to you. Okay, guys, again, in the studio tonight, we have Sam the Animal Still, we have Sir Knight Tad McDivitt, Shelley Wright, Lauren Warren, and this will be our last new show for a couple weeks as I travel around, and we'll try to have some best ofs for you. Okay, first off, let me read you this. This is not the one that, you know, I've saved for the last story, the one that Mobius
Save
is like, this is pretty interesting, though. This is from Connecticut. It says, this is what happens. Oh, let me remind everybody, this is the dark 30 hour. Don't listen the next few minutes if you're easily offended or if there are kids around. These are stories we say for late at night because they're more outrageous and controversial. All right? That's your warning.
Shit.
This is what happens when you elect a bush for sex. A Connecticut man is suspected of getting nasty with the foliage in his yard. The 81-year-old was completely naked in his yard when a neighbor witnessed him allegedly humping a bush. When the neighbor confronted him, as anyone would do upon seeing this in the shrubbery, the man reportedly, quote, stopped the indecent behavior, covered himself with a grill cover, apologized, and then went back into his house, end quote. The neighbor, of course, took some video of this Bush League behavior and gave it to cops who have charged the man.
Snitches get stitches.
Says here, sex with inanimate objects has become almost an American pastime. All kinds of reports have been coming out. Like, for example, this one guy from Washington State proudly says that he has had sex with more than 1,000 vehicles, including his favorite, the helicopter from the 1980s TV hit Airwolf.
That's so weird. We were just talking about Jan Michael Vincent.
What are the chances?
And Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah.
The guy said, I'm a romantic. He says, I have no desire
to change. I wonder how the Riptide helicopter fits into that. With a pig, the pink pig helicopter on
the
Riptide.
So we have I think there's a name.
Did you say
that.
Pink pig helicopter?
Yeah, from Riptide.
And
Sam, you have no idea how uncanny. You've tapped into the Force tonight, man.
Did I just hit the Force?
You just hit
talk
it.
About Perry King?
Well, here's the story that Mobius says, yes, this is a real story, exclamation, with like 8 exclamation
and
marks.
He's hard to shock.
Yeah. So this is from Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
A man is in custody. Customers at a Walmart in Alabama said they started hearing loud squealing coming from the bathroom stall in the back area of the store near the layaway department.
Yep.
An eyewitness said her 7-year-old son went in to use the restroom and came out screaming, quote, Mommy, Mommy, there is a man in the bathroom holding a pig really close to him, and it's squealing like he's killing it, end quote.
Yep, I read this story earlier today.
Confused, the woman alerted a store clerk and was informed that they had gotten some recent complaints about some weird noises in the bathroom. An employee went in, and they said, well, the guy had the pig in a very compromising position. It was no mystery what was happening between the man and the pig. They said that, you know, the guy actually took a swing at the Walmart employee, and the employee socked him in the face, grabbed the pig, and says that when he hit the guy, he thinks he knocked him out cold. Shortly after, the police arrived, took the man into custody, and they said the man just kept crying out, quote, "I want my piggy back," end quote. He later told police he had nowhere else to take his pig for some special alone time. His wife had kicked him out of their house when she found out about this long-time habit. He's been charged with cruelty to animals and a number of things. The pig, which the man calls Snuggums, has been placed with the Humane Society for adoption.
I don't want that bacon.
Into the Walmart bathroom is what I want to know.
Right.
All I know is I think that's about it for this special edition of the program. Thanks to Tad McDivitt, Shelley Wright, Lauren Warren, Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. Tune in next week for a brand new one. And use the Force. I like to make my food. You can make me scared.